Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore...
That good
help
can, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smith. The international
call. Hail, hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Breathe in on that exhale. Breathe in. Exhale. One more. Breathe in. Hold it. Oh yeah. Exhale.
Now if you were smoking weed, you don't want to be doing none of that shit, goddammit, because that ain't motherfucking relaxing. It is all good. We're up in the building, people. What's happening? Feeling very good today. You know what I'm saying? My health, your health Monday. I love these days. You know what I'm saying? And we're doing something real special because we talking about relaxation, which is, something that's very key, you know what I'm saying, to our survival. And I got something very, very, very special that I'm doing that I've never done and going into my third season. And that is promoted in a signed artist, namely Mr. Kim, Mr. K-E-M, whose new album is out in stores. It's called Intimacy. It's his third album. Went and picked it up, you know what I'm saying, went and bought it exclusively. Got kind of pissed off because I went on AOLmusic.com and looked at the actual album. And, when you first release an album, they see how it's going to do, and then... they put the other little bonus tracks to really make it sell. So, you know, people, when you go and, go shopping, you got to make sure you kind of hold off. And then you actually get, the bonus, the deluxe CD. Like Beyonce came out with a deluxe CD where she had additional tracks. And, you know what I'm saying, you get a little bit more music on it. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. You know, shit. If you know how to, you can get all the music. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're doing today. You know, we relax the people. You know, let me give you a little description. You know, it's, and you're riding out with Captain Smell So Good. It's your first time ever hearing this program live right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? This is WDGE Radio, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio, straight out of Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying? Representing the Sunshine State real big, 813. Shouts out to Tree 4 and the place to be and everybody riding with me. You know what I'm saying? Alongside me is my international co-host from the Netherlands, Mr. Sayonai, holding it down. And we got a sidekick who kicks anybody in the head, comes up on the show with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And that's Miss Heavenly Angel, representing Seattle, Washington, out there real big. Shout out to all the artists. You know what I'm saying? Coming this way through Regular Game Radio via Miss Heavenly Angel. And this is how we're doing it. The best and most healthiest of all techniques known to man, and this is my opinion, people, you know, not scientifically proven, but it's simple relaxation. Your muscles, brain, your spirit, total well-being are all satisfied by some good old relaxation, whether it be by meditation or just listening to CDs. The best thing you can do for you is just relax. So come relax with some great indie music and also a very special feature of Kim's new album, Intimacy. Like I've said before, album number 3. And congratulations to Mr. Kim. And which we'll be listening to some new tracks from the actual album that I bought out of the stores just recently. Yes, people, I didn't take a motherfucking picture or anything, but I did buy his new album out of the stores, and I do recommend any and all lovers of some good music. You know what I'm saying? Not no fuck-ass Nicki Minaj dumb shit and all that faggot-ass motherfucking music. No. Go, and this is why I spend my money on. real music. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all the other shit. That's what's for bootleg. Go and bootleg that shit. But please go on and purchase his new album in stores. You know what I'm saying? Or you can go to AOLmusic.com and also purchase it off of the website, BestBuy.com, which is where I purchased it out of. And, yeah, it's real hot. But what I'm going to do, we're going to start this thing off Correctamundo, and we're going to start off with the first track. And this is called When I'm Loving You by Mr. Kim, K-E-M. This is My Health, Your Health, Monday, people. Relax. Take a deep breath. Hold it to the end of the song. I was just fucking with you. Just fucking with you. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? But take a deep breath. Oh, let it out. Oh, yeah, that shit feels good. Okay. There we go, people. Sorry about this thing. Here we go. Here we go. This is off the new Kim album, Intimacy. This is album number 3. Some relaxing shit right there. People, we previewing Kim's new album, you know what I'm saying, throughout the show today. That's going to be the featured music today, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, some industry music, you know what I'm saying? You know, if it ain't indie, it'll finish me. But I love Kim's new album. And I bought all 3 of them out the store. And I don't buy shit out the store. But if it's well worth buying, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to purchase it. So So that's what time it is. It's all about relaxation today, people. Let's take one relaxation call. Back into the relaxing music. Breathe. Take a deep breath in.
That was a good song. I really enjoyed that. Can you even hear me on this ridiculous song signal I have?
Some people have to hold their breath longer than others. You know what
I'm
saying?
I guess so. You might pass out and not have to worry about a thing after that.
I'm relaxing, baby. I'm relaxing, you know.
Relax already. Passed out.
I'm feeling, you know, feeling pretty good right now. I'm feeling blessed
and
unstressed.
I was in the store, really little. If I didn't get my way, I would hold my breath until I passed out. And my mother would get all worried and think, oh, my God, she's going to die or something. Took me to the doctors, and the doctor said, just leave her there. She'll be all right. So I was in the store, and I was in the aisle, and I can remember it vividly. I must have been about three, and I'm screaming, I want something. She wouldn't give it to me, and I held my breath till I passed out. I woke up, nobody was around. I never did that again.
What?
She was in the next aisle over.
Yeah. That's fucked up. Nowadays, though, her ass would have been in court like a motherfucker with child abuse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
child,
you know, that's
neglect.
Right.
Don't listen to
the doctors.
Didn't
expect me to be in the store at the time when it was going to happen. But I never did that again, boy.
That is too crazy.
I know.
Yeah, so this is not a WebMD day. You know what I'm saying? We don't need a doctor to tell us about relaxation. And I can tell you many relaxation techniques. You know, for a lot of people out there, shut the fuck up. That's the best technique you can practice to relax. Shut the fuck up. People talk too much. Sitting in the club last night trying to motherfucker relax. You know what I'm saying? Smoke with my artist and my homeboy and his girl. This motherfucker now. Okay. And I had to, you know, I had to bite my tongue. You know what I'm saying? After the fact. But, you know, dude, he just running his mouth. Got a little bit of money in his hand. I mean, he just 1,000 miles a minute. Hit the blunt a little bit. Pass it back. You know, and this is the whole time he, you know, we in the little session. I'm trying to roll up and, you know, relax. Sunday night, time to relax. So after he walk off, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, God damn. Shut the fuck up. You know, I didn't want to say it to his face. You know what I'm saying? But damn. And then, you know, John knew, she was like, well, the dude just got out of prison. And he just did a 10-year bid. So, you know, he back trying to, you know, get back into society and shit. I'm like, oh, damn. That fucked me up. Fucked me up. All right. You know, I got to take back my cuss out and shit, you know. Got to take back the awards. Like, damn. But that's one easy way, people. You know what I'm saying? And the best other easy way, for me, is listening to music or just sitting out and you know, sitting on my back porch and just looking out, looking at the water, looking at the birds fly by and shit. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
That's relaxing.
Yeah.
That's relaxing. You know, and meditation. You know, people, sometimes meditation is the best way to relax. Because there's so many other things, like the phone ringing, the television, people running around the house, you know, that distracts you.
The computer,
that, you know,
Facebook.
The computer, all that, you know. You got to cut it off sometimes, you know what I'm saying, and just do you for a period of time, you know. Do you. And so that's what we're doing today, people.
I like you and me.
We are relaxing. You know what I'm saying? I got the entire album that I went and bought out the store,
and
uploaded it. Oh yeah. I mean, from beginning to end. You know, all his albums. I've always loved all his albums. He always kept the same, just, you know, success on each one of them. He ain't never came trying to do no rap shit. You know what I'm saying? Or no dumb shit like that. He never had no rappers on his shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that defeats the purpose of his style. And with every track, you know what I'm saying, they panty droppers. Bow, 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 bow. Oh, sorry. Sorry, people, sorry.
And what was the name of that song? Did you just say?
When I'm Loving You. That's his, off his first, that's his
oh,
first track
beautiful.
Off the album. It's called When I'm Loving You.
Yeah,
and,
I'm loving
it. Yeah, we're going to get into this new one, the second one. We're running straight down, people, you know what I'm saying? So if you like what you're hearing, this is the whole album, unless you go and buy the deluxe version. And the deluxe version comes with two additional tracks and a special little DVD clip at the end. So it's worth actually paying the little $13.99 versus the $9.99, and you don't get, you know what I'm saying, the little bonus material. So if I would have known that prior to, I would have paid the extra $4 and got all of the shit. But, you know.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, fuck it. I bought it. Now you know. So go out and purchase it. Pick it up now in stores. This is Kim off the album Intimacy. This is album number 3. This is called Can You Feel It? Track number 2.
Baby, you feel it, baby.
I'm reminiscent to my love is strong.
I need you every day, girl. Can you feel it?
What's best for you?
Hey.
It's better for me to go. I was wrong.
I was wrong, babe.
I want to stay with you. Can you feel it?
Can you feel it, baby? Baby's on my mind. All my love, all my life, all my time, baby. Can you feel it, girl? Hey, baby. Can you feel it, girl? Baby,
baby.
Do you feel it like I? Can you feel it, baby? Hey, girl. Baby, 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 you. Can you feel it, baby?
Can you feel it? But do you feel it like I feel it? Yeah. I know it's like that sometimes.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com. Right now.
Mm-hmm. J-O-L-L-I, Jolly Bull B-I. I'm with my dog DJ Smell So Good. You already know you run the city, boo. My joy, girl, my love won't fail you now.
We've said our goodbyes.
Maybe.
And you're no longer mine.
Hey.
But remember one thing.
Something bad, and I hope you do.
my heart, girl. My love won't fail you now.
What we had would never last today, baby.
I'm so relaxed, I almost fell asleep. Goddamn, Kim. Shit. You know, I ain't going down real big, people. This is how we doing it.
Come
on. Up in the building live, you know what I mean? Oh, man.
I think
that's
I'm
a hot album. That's a hot album now, people. Yeah. Mr. Kim, doing it once again. Album number 3. Hold us down in the place to be right here on WDGE Radio. And, wow. Now. Here we go. Let's see.
Checking out his videos right now.
Yeah, he reminds me of, Seal a little bit though, cause Seal got that real strong voice, and that's, you know, he got a real strong sultry voice, but it's just strong though. And there's a few artists he remind me of, but he's all, you know, on his own though.
Yeah, he reminds me of a few artists too.
Yeah. Practicing relaxation techniques can reduce stress symptoms by slowing your heart rate, lowering blood pressure, slowing your breathing rate, increasing blood flow to the major muscles, reducing muscle tension and chronic pain, improving concentration, reducing anger and frustration, and boosting confidence to handle problems. Yeah, that is the power of relaxation, people. That is the power of just letting it all go. It's many types of relaxation, but here go a couple of them. And this comes from Mayo Clinic. MayoClinic.com, which is located where in the hell? Not sure, but okay. So according to them, several main types of relaxation techniques include autogenic relaxation, which means that something comes from within you. In this relaxation technique, you use both visual imagery and body awareness to reduce stress. You repeat words or suggestions in your mind to help you relax and reduce muscle tension. You may imagine a peaceful place and then focus on controlled, relaxing breathing or slowing your heart rate or feeling different physical sensations, such as relaxing each arm or leg one by one. Now, I personally have a disc that I found in the garage that, you know, says relaxing music, relaxing sounds. But when you actually pop it in, it's a chick on there, you know, talking in a relaxing voice. But she's actually instructing you on different ways to you know, she walking you through how to come and calm your heart rate down and breathe and, you know, release the tension in your hands and release the tensions in your arms. You know what I'm saying? And they walk you through that. So I actually listened to that. It was very soothing. And then at the end of the CD, you know what I'm saying, they provided you with a little, little track. A little, you know, and it was very calming. I don't even remember it because I went the fuck to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Now the CD itself is designed for people who have problems with sleeping. So, you know, thank you, Lord. I don't suffer from that. You know what I'm saying? Never had a problem with that. But some people do, and that's the method, you know, out there for you. You also have progressive muscle relaxation, which is a technique that you focus on slowly tensing and then relaxing each muscle group, which is what I was just talking about on the actual CD I have. This helps you focus on the difference between muscle tension and relaxation, and you become more aware of physical sensations. One method is to start by tensing and relaxing the muscles in your toes and progressively working your way up to your neck and head, and tense your muscles for at least 5 seconds and then relax for 30 seconds and repeat. And everything that they just said is exactly what the lady on the CD asks you to do. She probably holds it maybe a little over 5 seconds, but, you know, it's around, it's no more than 10 seconds. And then you also have visualization, which is a technique that you form mental images to take a visual journey to a peaceful, calming place or situation. During visualization, try to use as many senses as you can, including smell, sight, sound, and touch. And if you imagine relaxing at the ocean, for instance, think about such things as the smell of salt water or the sound of crashing waves and the warmth of the sun on your body. You may want to close your eyes, sit in a quiet spot, and loosen any tight clothing, which is very important because it restricts your breathing. You got another couple of common ones, which is yoga, tai chi, listening to music, exercise, meditation, hypnosis, and also massage, which is real good. That's actually not relaxing because your body, your muscles tense up. All your sexual organs tense up.
After you're done.
Yeah, but I mean, during the whole bit of it, that's not.
It ain't gonna hurt you. That is not
a stress reliever, people. You know,
you don't
and it's
so.
Not a stress reliever because if somebody didn't come, you know what I'm saying? Somebody stressed out that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
Ben, you sure ain't
going to
be relaxed, huh?
So, you feel me? So, then it's going to be causing tension around the whole area, you know what I'm saying? Around the whole room.
Hope you're doing it right, baby.
Oh, yeah. Everybody don't know what they're doing, though. You know what I'm saying?
I got natural tension.
I'm just saying.
We was relaxing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, people. I'm going to fire this thing on up and relax myself. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hit a back-to-back double dose, you know what I'm saying, of Mr. Kim. You know what I'm saying? K-E-M. I really want to wrap him up before we get into the nutty news, and then I can get into QR and everybody else. You know, we want to relax this whole first half. You know what I'm saying? Really relax. I want everybody just to relax, people. Just take your shoes off. You got shoes on right now. Take your shoes off. Keep your socks on because majority of you motherfuckers, I know y'all in cold areas. And, don't need to be trying to relax and get frostbite. So, you know, protect yourself. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, loosen your clothing. You know, put on a robe or something. You know, get butt naked. Put a robe on. You know what I'm saying? That's the best way. And just free yourself, people. Free your ass and your self will follow or something like that.
I do that every day.
Yeah, there you go. Smile Help Your Health Money presents Relaxation Kim Style. That's K-E-M, people. Off the new album Intimacy. Track number 4, this is called Share My Life. Y'all check this out. It's the best fucking song, man, on the radio playing right now. Make sure y'all call your local radio station and request this song, man. Please help that out. And also call Miss Janu and request I'm That Bitch. It's real on your local radio station. Huh?
It makes any difference. I still love you, girl. You're my weakness. You change my world. share my life. Trust in me. You're all I want. Everything I need. Ooh, baby. Makes any difference. I give you all my heart. Girl, my son sits anywhere you are. Maybe I'm a dreamer. You're still my queen. Your love's like a river, girl. It's running right through me. Share my life. Share. Hey, girl. You can trust in me.
Trust.
Baby. Everything I need. Hey, babe.
You're my dream and my joy. My heart belongs to you, girl. So I sat down one day and I wrote this song, 'cause I need you. All of your secrets
off your shoes. Gonna be some loving going down up in here tonight, babe.
Human touch.
Ooh, you know that's fire, LP. You know that is fire.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle. Timmy!
So I'm relaxed now.
You ain't bought the album yet? Oh. on that.
Well, we loaded on the computer, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, man. Make you want to go out and purchase people. Tell you.
Falling in love all over again.
Yeah. Here's some good techniques, people. Getting the most out of your relaxation practice. First, you got to set aside some time in your daily schedule. Very important. Best way to start maintaining relaxation processes is by incorporating it into your daily routine. Schedule a set time either once or twice a day for your practice, and you may find it easier to stick with your practice if you do it first thing in the morning before other tasks and responsibilities get in the way, you know, which is very helpful. First thing is, you know, you already have sleep anyway. Use that time to fucking meditate, then to wake yourself fully up. Or it says don't practice when you're sleeping, so actually wake your ass all the way up. Okay. So these techniques can relax you so much that they can make you very sleepy, especially if it's close to bedtime. And you will get the most out of these techniques if you practice when you are fully awake and alert. Also, choose a technique that appeals to you. There are no single relaxation techniques that are best, but when choosing relaxation technique, consider your specific needs, preferences, and fitness level. And the right relaxation technique is the one that resonates with you and fits your lifestyle. Yeah. Deep breathing. Yeah, this is what I always like to do. When with its focus on full cleansing breath, deep breathing is a simple yet powerful relaxation technique. It's easy to learn, can be practiced almost anywhere, and provides a quick way to get your stress levels in check. Deep breathing is the cornerstone of many other relaxation practices, too, and can be combined with other relaxing elements such as aromatherapy and music. All you really need is a few minutes and a place to stretch out. Now, we're going to practice it here. And this is how to practice deep breathing 101 right here at Wreck the Game Radio. All right. First of all, the key to deep breathing is to breathe deeply from the abdomen, which is your stomach area, getting as much fresh air as possible in your lungs, and depending on where you stay at, I know that might not be possible, but hey, try it anyways, California. Oh, my bad. When you take deep breaths from the abdomen rather than shallow breaths from your upper chest, you inhale more oxygen. The more oxygen you get, the less tense, short of breath, and anxious you feel. So the next time you feel stressed, take a minute to slow down and breathe deeply. All right, so first of all, you want to sit comfortably with your back straight. You put one hand on your chest and the other on your stomach. All right, and breathe in through your nose. And the hand on your stomach should rise. The hand on your chest should move very little. All right. Then you exhale through your mouth, pushing out as much air as you can while contracting your abdominal muscles, and the hand on your stomach should move in as you exhale, but the other hand should move very little. Continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, trying to inhale enough so that your lower abdomen rises and falls, and then count slowly as you exhale. If you had a hard time breathing from your abdomen while sitting up, try lying on the floor, and put a small book on your stomach and try to breathe so that the book rises as you inhale and falls as you exhale. And for me, that's an old track and field technique, you know what I'm saying, that the you know, that our coach, you know what I'm saying, that our coach told us about. So he always said breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. You know what I'm saying, when you're running, when you're actually, you know what I'm saying, running around the track. Take deep breaths in. So here we go, people. Let's see if we can do it. All right. Take two hands. Take one on your chest, one on your stomach. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Yeah, you gotta love that. And be careful not to hyperventilate. Hyperventilation can happen if you suck in air too deeply. And you damn near, you get to the point where you start to feel dizzy. That's hyperventilation. And you can't do that. There's a couple of different ways. Breathing too fast. And yeah, breathing in pants, it can cause hyperventilation. So, you know, if you start feeling yourself feeling dizzy, you know what I'm saying, limit the deepness of the breath that you take. You know, and that'll reduce that. That'll reduce that. All right, we got a couple more, but we won't know about those until we come back after these. Well, ain't no messages, but shit. You know.
They're important, aren't they?
Yeah, but these messages, fuck it.
The Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
Starship Smell-a-Melon.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smell-a-Melon.
Captain Smell So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
And this is the new Kim on the Intimacy album. This is track 6 called If It's Love.
In my bed.
Yeah. Right here live, Reckoning Game Radio.
I've been thinking about everything that's been said. I realize what's at stake. From the moment I met you, I just ain't been the same. I need you here in my life, and we both know that's a hard thing to find. Girl, I'm a good man, and you're a good woman. There's so much more I want to discover, baby. If it's love, it lasts a lifetime. In my heart, I know, baby, it's love, it lasts forever, it'll just start to show, baby. Oh, you know I play the field for the longest time, well, in and out of love, oh, I pay. Can you comprehend what you make me think? Heaven only knows why broken hearts can be. I need you here by my side. If you're not in my world, boy, ain't nothing right. You're a good man, and I'm a good woman too. There's so much more to discover with you.
there's a light shining on you. And baby, I'm trembling inside. Love the woman that I barely knew. I must have been out of my mind. Oh, I'll never hurt you again, girl. I know you deserve a better man. Hey, I was a fool, Emily. Woman, I beg your forgiveness, and I'll do whatever it takes, and may the Lord be my witness. Honey, I never meant to treat you this way. Sugar, your I can still see true love shine in your eyes. When every word has been spoken, woman, I love you for the rest of my life. Oh, I'll never hurt you again, girl. I know you deserve.
For the Nutty News. Nutty
Come
News
on.
Is brought to you part-time for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. See, I had to relax, you know what I'm saying? I had to hold my breath. And then, you know, let it out. All right.
Yeah, take that deep breath.
The world. Okay.
On it.
Yeah, we're back. That's what I be trying to tell her. You know what I'm saying? Oh! Watch out,
people. I do like that.
Watch out, people. Watch out. Over here, guess what? We starting this Muraneka off at, people. The
Come on
nutty
now,
news.
Florida?
I did what I just said. Muraneka.
Oh. Netherlands?
Jeez, people. Well, I almost gave you an award, woman. You supposed to be on cue. You supposed to be on cue. Supposed to know that. And the Netherlands. Shouts out to Mr. Sayonite. Yes. We are in the Netherlands, starting this off with the food of the future. Grubs.
Ooh.
Yummy. Dutch student Valinka Van Thol inspects the worm protruding from a half-eaten chocolate praline she's holding, steals herself with a shrug, then pops it into her mouth. Tasty, kind of nutty, the 20-year-old who looks like she's damn 50 years old, but all right. Nope, sorry. She looks like she's 75 years old, because, yeah, I don't know how, you know. She looks like an old woman. There you go. I don't know what an old woman looked like. There you go. 20-year-old assures her companions clutching an array of creepy crawly pastries at a seminar which forecasts that larvae and locusts will invade Western menus as the price of steak and chops skyrocket. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't think I'll be ordering that up. But okay.
Tasty treat.
Yeah. You ever ate worms? Chocolate covered ants? Anything like that?
No, none of them, no.
No. Nothing crazy. Ants on a log or anything like that? You know?
That's so hot.
How that Chinese people, they eat some crazy shit. Call ants on the log where they take celery and they fry the ants up. With the, you know what I'm saying? They fry the ants and then they put them over top of the celery and then they put the chocolate over the celery. So you still see the fucking dead ants fucking up and down the damn celery.
Well, my dad, when he was in the service in the Air Force, my dad brought chocolate-covered bumblebees for my grandmother, his mother.
Dang.
She tried them, she liked them, but she didn't know there were bumblebees until after he told her.
Damn, they fried them up that good?
I guess. But you, chocolate-covered bumblebees?
It's out there, people.
It's out there. Right.
It's out, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I guess they figure, hey, it's got chocolate on it. It makes it all better. Hell no, you can't put chocolate on shit. And think that's been a, yeah, that's sweeten that up.
I'm going to be nice. I'm just going to be nice.
Back to back, people. Well, not really back to back, but yeah, we're in your area, lady. We're over in Washington State, that is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Teen stabs man over a stinky feet remark. And that's funny. We were just joking about, you know, they were just joking about that on the radio. But I don't think it was this. It wasn't that, this article. A drunk in Washington State teen is convicted of stabbing a young man who accused her of having stinky feet. Must complete a writing assignment while in prison. Dallas Smith, 18, pleaded guilty to second-degree assault with a knife for stabbing Willie Simpson, 19. After Simpson teased Smith about having smelly feet. Smith was sentenced to 15 months in prison. Damn.
Wow. What is wrong with people today? I mean, really?
The underage drinking.
Can't even speak your mind without getting shot, stabbed, strangled, something.
Yeah, but everybody who was at that party, damn near, I bet you was responsible. Or wherever the incident was at. Because why the hell was she drinking? Yeah, underage drinking. Oh, what's the drinking law there?
You have to be 21.
Oh, okay. All right. Ain't no fucking mystery then, shit. Y'all underage drinking.
Yeah.
Take this back to Washington Dicks on Chicks. That's Washington, D.C., chief people. Where weight loss products are not dangerous, just useless. Yeah, right. Popular type of weight loss product, heavily promoted on the internet, is fraudulent and illegal. Food and Drug Administration officials say SCG. Weight loss products that promise dramatic results and claim to be homeopathic are sold as drops, pellets, and sprays on the web, in drugstores, and at general nutrition centers. They are supposed to be in combination with a very low-calorie diet of 500 calories a day. SCG, people. SCG. Oh, fuck it. There you go.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Lying to the people. Lying to the people. Over here in Detroit, man shoots four police officers inside the police station.
What? Now that's really brave.
Hey.
Wow. You know,
gunman opened. Yeah, you know that shit. A gunman opened fire inside a Detroit police precinct, wounding four officers, including a commander. Police Chief Ralph Godby said, along with the commander, two sergeants and an officer were wounded, but none appeared to have life-threatening injuries. The gunman walked in around 4:20 p.m., obviously high at 4:20. Oh, but not on marijuana. With a pistol grip shotgun and open fire. The officer shot back at the gunman, killing him.
Naturally.
Yeah. Damn. There you go, brother.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Tasteless joke.
He didn't say goodbye, is what he was thinking.
A tasteless joke, because you didn't kill any one of them.
He's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
I'm sorry, people. That was tasteless. That was tasteless. Had to have that one in there, though. You know what I'm saying? Over here in Michigan, teacher to a sixth grader says, go shoot yourself. Okay. A teacher at Lawton Middle School in Van Buren County has been disciplined for telling a sixth grade boy to go shoot himself, according to the district's superintendent. We did have an incident where a 32-year veteran teacher who has an impeccable record got frustrated with the class and was trying to quiet down, said Joseph Tremboli, the Lawton Community School superintendent. What she said, you should go shoot yourself. Yeah, but you can't tell no fucking sixth grader that, people. Jesus, people. Come on, man. Come on. You gonna tell a child that? You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit. Timmy!
Not a sack of monkey Timmy, but yeah, now. Yeah, no. Yeah, that's crazy. What would you do if your kid came home and teacher told him to go shoot himself?
Say that one more time.
If your child came home, your grandson came home, and the teacher told him in class to go shoot himself.
Oh, that teacher would be fired. Believe that.
You know what I'm saying? You just don't tell a child that. Sixth grade, 10th grade, you just don't tell no child that, period. It's not your place to say no. With as much as fucking suicide rates we got amongst, you know, kids in high schools and all that shit as it is, you know. Yeah, all right.
Supposed to be teaching children well.
Yeah. She getting mad, Thompson, trying to quiet. That's how she quieted the class down. You know, that still, that don't make no sense.
And then they're going to wonder why someone came in and shot her ass.
Yeah. Over here in Moscow, Russians asked to vote on whether to bury Lenin. Yeah, right. New poll sponsored by the pro-Kremlin party is asking Russians to vote on whether it's time to bury Vladimir Lenin, the embalmed body of the man who founded the Soviet Union, still lies on public display in a Red Square mausoleum almost 20 years after the communist state collapsed. The contentious issue is raised almost every year around the anniversary of his death on January 21st,
1924.
Ugh.
Yeah. What can you say?
Yeah, man, just laying up there chilling. You know what I mean? Ooh, what the fuck is that? Ooh. All right. Over in New York, kids' donation pay for high salaries at 9/11 Museum. Yeah. All right. School children thought their penny jars and bake sale proceeds would go toward building a 9/11 memorial at Ground Zero. Not the six-figure salaries of nonprofit execs. 11 staffers at the National September 11th Memorial and Museum each pulled down more than $170,000 in total compensation in 2009, according to the most recent filing. Four execs took home more than $320,000, and Foundation President Joseph Daniels, 38, pocketed $371,307 after receiving hefty raises 3 years in a row.
That's what you call robbing the penny bin.
You know it.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit, lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
You know, people?
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
That's all for that company.
Nice.
Over in Illinois, inmate is accused of trying to hire a hitman and faces 30 years. All righty then. Mikhail.
That doesn't sound like anything new.
Mikhail Mike Gibson, 53, was convicted and sentenced to 180 days at the Cook County Jail after pleading guilty to a domestic violence arrest. He was investigated after members of the Sheriff's Criminal Intelligence Unit learned that he may have been trying to find a hitman to kill the woman he had originally been arrested for battering and harassing. An investigator posed as a hitman and met with Gelson, who offered the undercover officer $15,000 for the hit, but later talked the officer down to $12,000.
Wow.
Damn.
What an idiot.
Yeah. First of all, brother, I mean.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Oh, I love
What's
that.
What's wrong with people, man? One minute they're in love, the next minute they're killing each other.
Over here in Florida, arsonist left fingertip. What? Arsonist left fingertip at crime scene. Ugh.
What was he playing with?
This is in Florida. Police arrested a suspect and an arsonist for hire in Titusville after they said he made a critical mistake. He left the tip of his finger at the scene of the crime. Police found a piece of a latex glove with the tip of a finger inside.
Yeah.
And that's nasty as hell.
Yeah,
police said,
right.
I don't know. Police said they found their suspect at a local hospital, who detectives said quickly confessed, trying to flee after setting the fire. He slammed his finger in the door and cut the tip of his finger off. God damn.
That's a Floridian for you.
Damn.
Yeah, see how you just slipped that right in there. This is from Florida. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I noticed that one.
Really? God damn.
How are you going to slam a door so hard that it takes your fingertip?
Oh, shit.
You must have been mad before.
Damn, that's just the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Punishing his ass. You know? For setting that motherfucking fire.
You know.
That's what your ass get.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Crime don't pay, people.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
I like how he stomp on the ground, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh my
really
God.
Sure he mad and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Last part of his point finger. Maybe it was his middle finger.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
You can only say half a... can't say the word. F-U. With his finger now.
Oh, man. Over here in Manila, bomb squad is training gets realistic. Yeah, bomb squad training for Philippine police became a little too realistic when a grenade went off during a lecture, injuring six officers. An instructor was teaching other officers how to handle explosive devices such as landmines and homemade bombs when the accident occurred. The instructor was demonstrating how to defuse a grenade when he accidentally pulled the safety pin.
Wow.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
That's your worst nightmare.
It is a good day to die.
Oh, sorry about that.
Not today, people. Not today.
Oh, man. People, I've thrown a fucking grenade. You know what I'm saying? I personally pulled the pin and threw that some bitch, and really that is a nerve-wracking feeling.
It was cool
after I threw that bitch and it exploded, but the impact that you feel from that bitch when it hits the ground, people, that shakes every fucking thing around. Those are nothing. I don't know what the fuck they put in them. Them shits is nothing to goddamn play with.
All
and
right.
You will lose your fucking life, and people have done it before. And, you know, even drill instructors, you know, tell us stories and shit in private. Threw the bitch and hit the wall and shit, and you know what I'm saying? Blew the goddamn wall up. Also crazy shit, you know what I'm saying? So they try to make you a little nervous, but they got to prepare you for reality, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I wonder if anybody's pulled the pin and it just went right off just as soon as they picked the pin out.
No. It's got a cook-off. It's still got a cook-off. They set to a cook-off. But, even when you pull the pin out, you know what I'm saying, you have to release the trigger. You know what I'm saying?
Ah,
so once
okay.
you throw it, you know what I'm saying, you it ain't gonna blow up directly in your hand. You know what I'm saying? If it do go off, it's still gonna fuck you up. But you know what I'm saying? The pin is a safety pin to keep the trigger from flapping up. So what you do is you grab it, you click the trigger, and that's actually activating the grenade. So when you pull that pin out, if you don't put that full pin back in, once you release that trigger, the grenade is now activated, and you got like 5 seconds till that bitch is going to explode.
Yeah, I was wondering how many
seconds. It's called a
cook-off.
Yeah, it's called a cook-off. So it's got a cook-off time. That's what they call it, the cook-off time. So by the time you motherfucking pull that goddamn pin, click, your ass should be releasing. You know what I'm saying? You should be all in one motion. Pull, throw, and then throw that bitch. Don't be motherfucking trying to study or nothing. You pull, throw. It's all one motion, and then count. 1, 2, 3, 4, boom. That's it. You know what I'm saying? But that's from the time you release it from your hand. And 2 seconds later, 5 seconds go by just like that. And then, boom, your explosion. You're going to have your explosion.
Scary.
The power of a grenade. Thank you, United States military. Over here in New York, an 80-year-old gets fired. Fucking right. Fired. Over 24 cents.
Oh, wow. Come on, man. Wow.
Bitch, we ain't got time. Set.
Yeah,
you 24 cents, you could have been stealing $24. Fuck that shit. Ah, man. Ellen Strickland, a 19-year employee, was fired from the Ozone Park Home Depot store for buying 4 6-inch screws in order to get cash from her bank account. But because she didn't take the screws, the store's inventory was altered and she was canned.
Oh, come on.
They told me it was a company infraction and inventory was screwing up, said Strickland, the friendliest cashier last year. The next day after a full investigation, she was fired. They told me there was no chance to be rehired. I was fired in less than 24 hours.
That's some madness.
Dang.
They are really screwing you there, I'll tell you that much.
Man, they really served you up, lady. Oh, yeah. Here's to you. Oh, sorry, people.
That's terrible. Terrible. 80 years old for 4 screws. Give me a break.
So she can get money from a bank account, but I don't understand if she didn't take them.
I mean, she left them at the counter? What? Someone put them back? Why isn't
that
person fired?
Like what? Yeah. What does that matter? If
why
she
is
scanned
she
them? Yeah. If she scanned them, you know what I'm saying? And that should be it.
She can sue them.
Yeah,
take them
is.
For all they got.
Yeah, she knows she is. You know that. Over in Alabama, law firm sues Taco Bell because beef is not beef.
It's cat. Kangaroo.
The lawsuit claims the company uses false advertising on its menu and in its advertisements.
Excuse me. They all do.
Taco Bell beef is water, isolated oat product, wheat oats, soy lecithin, maltodextrin, anti-dusting agent, autolyzed yeast extract, modified cornstarch and sodium phosphate, as well as beef and seasonings.
And you
the USDA
why you
defines. Yeah, and the USDA defines beef as flesh of cattle, not what the fuck ever you just glued together and processed and then put a little piece of beef to give that beef look.
I like the way you said that, glued together.
That's what it is. It's all glued together.
Yeah.
You ain't never seen that. That's what gluten is.
Right.
Gluten is the product they use to make all that shit look like it's one product. And then they put the beef in it to give it that beef look. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of beef just is the mask on it. So you make it look like it's beef. You know what I'm saying? But hell no. the beef is just the skin on all the fake products. That's fucked up.
Well, they definitely deserve an award. Come on now.
Damn. Taco Bell. I ain't got no real nasty war like a, ooh, that's fucked up. I need to get some new wars, man.
Lying, cheating, something.
You know? Damn. What's a fake award? I ain't got no fake. Yeah, I ain't got, all right, fuck it then. All right.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag. Bitch!
I thought your beef was real.
You've gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Even though I don't eat at Taco Bell anyway. Can't tell you the last time my motherfucker had a gordita or a goddamn chalupa or whatever the fuck them names they keep coming up with. The triple stack brick taco burger. Whatever the fuck. What? The motherfucking meat inside is supposed to be the burgers. What how the hell did you get a burger on the top of a burger with a taco in it and shit? Like, come on, man. Get the fuck out of here. Hey, come on, some stupid shit. Anyway, in New York, who that what happened?
I said it's terrible how they feed us these days.
No. Yeah. Good thing them lawsuits are going to shut that shit down in a minute. Enough bitches going to get sued. And, in New York, world leaders discuss junk food ban at the UN. Like, that's an important issue. The UN Health Agency says world leaders will discuss efforts to clamp down on junk food marketing to children when they meet in New York. The World Health Organization says heads of state will use the UN General Assembly meeting to talk about limiting the number and type of ads that children are exposed to, while they still secretly poison your kids in the background through the water. Oh, sorry about that. Didn't mean to spray that one out there.
That's not good.
Shit. Yeah, but don't worry. Walmart still has your flavored nursery water with all new fluoride.
That's right, people.
Oh. Over in Germany, was ist los? Willkommen. Two in 1,000 people wake up during anesthesia. Yeah. For every 1,000 patients under anesthesia, two at most wake up during the operation, which can leave a patient traumatized. German researchers say Peter Bischoff of the Ruhr University in Bochum and Ingrid Ronschagen of the Charité Berlin say being aware of things happening during surgery, unattended awareness, and being able to recall them later is classified as an occasional complication of anesthesia. Damn. I thought I heard that before, though. They said something, you know, a statistic like that, one in so many people, you know, wake up during the anesthesia and shit. Just like half of motherfuckers get something left in them after surgery. God.
You know, Florida UFO, Jamie, that happened to him in surgery.
What, they left something inside him?
He woke up.
Oh, during the surgery? Damn. Hell yeah, you feel like you done been abducted or some shit. You know what I'm saying? That's probably what happened. You motherfuckers thinking y'all done been abducted. Y'all just goddamn woke up doing anesthesia and shit. And the groggy feeling is fucking your head up. And it looks like a bunch of aliens around you and shit. You know? I don't know.
Not a good feeling.
Don't believe that. Juicy Juice break. Give me 1 second.
The bat line.
Oh, gotta check the forecast. Let's see what the weather's gonna be like today for Florida. What we got going on? See, in San Jose, it's 48 degrees with partly scattered showers. And let's see, Seattle, what you got going on? You got 48 degrees. Right now, overcast feels like 44. You got a low of 43. And
yep.
Columbus, Ohio, what you got going on? 21 degrees. Wow.
Ooh,
overcast.
Wow.
Feels like it's 11 degrees.
Ew.
Yeah, people. They're snoring. They got snow showers and a low of 32 degrees. Damn.
I can't contain
that, the low? Damn, you already at the low? Shit.
He's
a
level right there.
Yeah, over in Steady J Land, he's at 46 degrees. 43 feels like. And low of 36. That's Dallas, Texas. And then you got good old Tampa. Let's see where old Tampa's at. Yeah. Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, rub it in now.
We're at 68 degrees. It feels like 68 degrees.
That's so bad.
And it's clear outside. We have a partly cloudy with a low of 56 degrees.
You're hurting me.
Oh, man. We got a high of 70. You know what I'm saying? Wow. You know, normally we get like 74.
Come on.
These people, we're at 70, man. Yeah, you, somebody need to call Congress and complain.
Yeah, we can do something about it.
We're at 74, and we are at 70. Fucking need to get your global warming shit up, man. Turn the heat up. Turn the heat up. Fucking cold.
Harp. You know what I'm talking about?
Buy the harp up. Yeah, there you go. Buy the harp up.
Up in Alaska. H-A-A-R-P.
We talked about that.
Yeah, we
shows
did.
Ago.
Yeah.
People, if y'all don't know, we talked about that. Y'all look up that episode. Weather changing something. I don't know what it was about or what's going
the
on with your
weather.
Weather,
all kinds of stuff can happen.
You know, something like that. What's going on with your weather? Something like that. And then that's what the episode was called. We covered all that. Very interesting. And DVD's going to come out soon. The WDGE radio DVD featuring all my hit episodes. You know what I'm saying? Will be available season one and season two. You know what I'm saying? I'm remastering all of the episodes and making them sound real good. And then when you get the DVD, you'll have some pictures and stuff like that to actually go along with the DVD. I'm incorporating while you're watching the show. Bam! You know what I'm saying? It's going out real big. Over here in Oregon, Tina's hit with his own golf ball in Sue's golf course.
Okay.
A 15-year-old boy is suing a local golf course for $3 million. After he was hit in the eye by his own golf ball. You goofball. I mean golf ball. Alex Good, apparently you ain't that good, was a member of the Liberty High golf team and was practicing at the Pumpkin Ridge Golf Club when the accident happened. Good and his teammates were using the practice range. It was raining, and the staff put up an awning. When Good teed off, his ball hit a metal post that was holding up the awning, and the ball ricocheted off and hit him in the left eye. And that warrants you $3
million. That's his fault for the bad aim.
Yeah, shit. You know, how the fuck hard was you hitting? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck was you aiming at?
You should have
aiming at the goddamn pole. Well, I bet you I could hit that pole. I bet you that's what stupid shit y'all was doing.
No, that's all he did, little teenage buck that he is.
Yeah, 15 years old. I bet you I can hit that pole, man, and make a ricochet off. Yeah.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
In your eye, on your day
all
off.
Red.
Motherfucker. Man.
That's That's like, don't play with that BB gun. You might shoot your eye out.
You know what I'm saying? Then go shoot your eye and, like, and sue the BB gun company. Like, what?
There you go. it don't work like that.
All righty then. This is a new meaning to education. Getting a higher education, that is. In Pakistan, mother enrolls in first grade.
I knew the day was coming.
All righty then. And Ruksana Matul doesn't quite look like her fellow first graders at a elementary school. In this village in northwest Pakistan, Matul towers over the rest of the children. She is covered in a white burqa, the full-length Islamic veil, and she is a 25-year-old mother of three, married mother of three. Matul's parents had never allowed her to go to school. It's something she always dreamed of doing. Hardline religious groups here say women's education is un-Islamic and warn families not to send their girls to school. Damn.
Crazy.
You keeping a woman ignorant, boy. That is crazy as fuck. And they thought slavery had ended. You know what I'm saying?
There's some madness there, man.
Yeah.
She's wearing a white burqa?
Yeah, I mean a full white burqa from head to toe, like a fuck. She looked like a ghost with a goddamn.
Don't they used to wear black?
With a little circle. Well, white it symbolizes purity. You know what I'm saying? They wear white or black. But you know.
I see. Okay.
Over here in New York, drug dealers advertise their services with business cards. I guess
well,
they're watching too much half baked. You know what I'm saying?
Why not?
Yeah. A pair of suspected drug dealers who advertise their services on tongue-in-cheek business cards were charged with selling cocaine. In part to NYU students and Manhattan parties. Thomas Zenon, 40, and Miguel Guzman, 43, were arraigned in Manhattan criminal court for running an expansive 24-hour enterprise that fielded hundreds of delivery requests a night. It catered to more than 200 clients. Damn.
Is that all?
Somebody snitched. Yeah, that's all that was. Mother was running that shit. Damn. They making that cash, too. Man. That's smart. But at the same time, you just got to. Yeah, it's always easy to do, but you always can't. You can't trust your clientele because you don't know who they be sitting around. You know what I'm saying? And then, everybody don't know who the fuck you be around all the time. You know, and somebody be unbrung somebody in, and they just see one thing. And that one thing sparked off the curiosity to go ahead, you know, dig a little deeper or to go in somewhere they ain't supposed to be. And then that's when all the shit hits the fan and the whole operation gets shut down.
So, don't try this at home, people.
Yeah, don't try that at home.
All
right, in Pennsylvania, shouts out to Easy Rider, right back at you, Bit 66. Court orders release of man held 45 years. After spending more than 45 years in prison, 82-year-old Lewis Mickens Thomas will be released thanks to a federal court order. Mickens Thomas was convicted of the 1964 murder of Edith Connor, 12 years old, largely on the testimony of a crime lab worker who was later discredited. The former owner of a shoe repair shop has steadfastly maintained his innocence. A team of lawyers, activists, and scientists has claimed for years that Mickens Thomas might have been wrongly convicted. Might my ass.
Wow.
Damn, 45 years.
Happens every day, people.
DNA and all this shit, yeah. In California, man gets 40 years. In thermometer movie theater stabbing. Oh, man, that just hurt my neck just then. Oh, man. felt that. Southern California man has been sentenced to more than 40 years in prison for stabbing a moviegoer in the neck with a meat thermometer. Like, what the fuck was you doing that in a movie theater with a meat thermometer? During a screening of the film Shutter Island, prosecutors say Landry Bullard stabbed the victim in the neck with a digital thermometer after the victim asked a female companion of the Bullards to stop talking on a cell phone. Two Good Samaritans who intervened in the attack suffered minor injuries.
Wow. Didn't we hear that one?
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking dog shit.
Yeah. Did we already, how the hell he got back
in the news? Yeah, we heard that one before.
How the fuck he got back in the news?
That
was a long time ago, too.
It was a good month, a few weeks back.
Damn.
Not that long, so. Somebody ain't on their game.
Yeah.
Nutty News needs to catch up.
So, and that's recent, January 22nd. Uh-huh. In England, school staff tells students World War III has started. Primary school children in Buckup, England, were terrified during a school assembly when administrators told them World War III was happening and London was being bombed. Staff at St. Mary's Roman Catholic School. Boy, y'all Catholics fucking nutty, man. Y'all are the fucking nutty people, man. Led the children into a cellar when an air raid siren sounded and set off a firework to stimulate the sound of an explosion. Teachers planned the event as an exercise to educate the children about life during wartime scenarios.
Yeah.
But did y'all tell the parents that y'all were going to do this shit?
Teaching the drama? Come on. Really, they had to have asked their parents. I mean, come on. Maybe not. But I wouldn't have much out of 10 for that. That's crazy.
Hey. I'm saying, damn. Oh, that's crazy. I did hear this on the radio. Now, this is funny. Man punches flight attendant in the stomach. Yeah. This was a 43-year-old man, passenger, who went berserk aboard a JFK-bound flight after he found his path to the bathroom blocked by a beverage cart. Kicking it over and punching a flight attendant in the stomach, Michael Isabel of Framingham, Massachusetts, allegedly started the ruckus aboard American Airlines Flight 256 from Rio de Janeiro. After the plane landed, Isabel was taken into custody by Port Authority cops and brought to Jamaica Hospital for a psych evaluation.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean... But I mean, they had a ball on the radio this morning talking about that. I mean, it was like he might have had a bladder control problem. He thought you're probably an ex war veteran. You know how the vets be. Probably had a flashback. You know what I'm saying? He was an ex pilot. Probably had a flashback. I bet they cracked on him hard, man. They cracked on him so hard that I'm gonna leave him alone. Damn. You already getting national attention on the radio, boy. I mean, they embarrassing the man. When you do get out, yeah. All right, wrapping this up, because we got two more Kim songs to get into. Delaware, woman is arrested in razor blade assault at mall. Damn, boy, I don't like females, boy. Y'all be carrying them fucking razors, man. Even though I got me one too, because I figured, fuck it, half for nine, two for a tooth. We both, you cut me, I'm gonna cut you. You know what I'm saying? Shit. That's how we get to the end. According to investigators, a 20-year-old Wilmington woman, and another, this is in Delaware, people. I've been there, and it should be called Della Nowhere, because that shit is nowhere. It's nothing in that motherfucker. Yeah, it's beautiful country. Because that's all it is goddamn country. Shit. Damn. A 20-year-old Wimbledon woman and another individual went to the mall. I didn't even know they had a mall. Oh, sorry. To pick up Lanique Cromwell, 21, and her one-month-old son. While at the entrance to the mall, Cromwell and the 20-year-old victim became involved in a verbal altercation. During the altercation, Cromwell began striking the victim in the face with her fist. The victim suddenly discovered she was bleeding from the face. Cromwell is alleged to have a razor blade in her hand when she was striking the victim. God damn, what the fuck is going on? Man, y'all females too rough for me, man. Lorena Bobbitt in her prime, you know what I'm saying? Jesus. She just wasn't cutting off, you know what I'm saying? Nothing else. But anyways, here you go, lady.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah, shouts out to Inception Radio up in the building. See him live off in the chat. Chilling off in the bridge.
Hey, Jamie. Thanks for coming.
Officials investigating Kick a Jew Day in Alabama.
Kick a Jew Day. That's not nice. Come on now. Kick a Jew Day. Come on. Really?
Oh, man.
You might have to pay them to do that, you know.
A incident in which Jewish students at Bestall High School were kicked by fellow students is being investigated by school officials, according to a parent. Apparently, there was an incident or series of incidents in which a number of students was involved in Kick a Jew Day in the Bestall School. They were copying a prank inspired by the animated television show South Park, which goes to show you people, they are poisoning your children's mind.
Yep.
One cartoon at a time. Yeah. This is scary. Over in Dubois Islands are falling into the sea.
Well, hello, it's only built on sand.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Duh, ain't like it's going to last forever, motherfucker.
Well,
the islands were intended to be developed with tailor-made hotel complexes and luxury villas and sold to millionaires. They're off the coast of Dubois and accessible by yacht or motorboat. Now their sands are eroding and the navigational channels between them are silting up. The British lawyer for a company bringing a case against the state-run developer, Knock Hill, has told judges. Man, y'all some stupid motherfuckers, man. Y'all fucking build something on some sand and think that shit gonna last forever. And last but not least,
on the block, baby.
Yeah. Last but not least, in Chicago, ads are coming to airports' bathroom mirrors.
Ads?
Yeah. Advertising giant Clear Channel Outdoor said video and steel advertisements are coming to the restroom mirrors at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Myers founder Brian Reed said the mirrors will display advertisements on the entire surface when no one is standing in front of them, and the ads will shrink into a corner when someone approaches the sink.
Oh, wow.
Man, please. They putting video cameras in the goddamn bathroom, people. They putting fucking video cameras in the bathroom. If you can show a fucking advertisement, you can put a goddamn video camera in there while that shit's shrinking down and you watching everything in the bathroom. Guaranteed it's going to be a lawsuit. You already heard it here first. Wrecking the Game Radio. Goddamn right. And that will do it for your nutty news. Wow. That was some pretty cool shit, though. You know?
Did you have a favorite one there? Like, the day to kick the Jews?
Yeah, you know? That.
You got shit for brains.
Oh.
You know?
All right. What track? What track we on? We track 7? We went through track 7?
What was the name of it?
Why Would You Stay?
I don't remember hearing that one. What was the one before that?
If It's Love.
That's what we heard.
All right. So, yeah. All right, people. We're going to take this thing into the after hours, you know what I'm saying, and run out these last Kim tracks live right here on My Health, Your Health Monday presents Relaxation. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Like, thank Miss Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, for kicking it all y'all in the head. You know what I'm saying? With good information like we do all the time. And I'm Mr. Cyanide out there on the grind, man, putting up the new surprise. It's coming. It's coming, people.
Yeah, he's working hard.
Coming. This is off the new Kim album, still up in here, debuting it, you know what I'm saying, exclusively, people. Go into all your stores and purchase it. Now pick it up. You can get it on sale for $10. This is Why Would You Stay. This is on the radio. Track 7. Check it out.
And baby, I'm trembling inside. Not the woman that I barely knew. I must have been out of my mind. Oh, I'll never hurt you again, girl. I know you deserve a better man. Hey, I was a fool, Emily. Woman, I beg your focus, and I'll do whatever it takes, and may the Lord be my witness. Honey, I never meant to treat you this way. Sugar, your heart has been broken, but I can still see true love shine in your eyes. When every word has been spoken, woman, I love you for the rest of my life. Oh, I'll never hurt you again, girl. I know you deserve. Yeah.
in a mother's love. You will find everything. Everything's all right. To a mother's love, you are bound. You can rest on sacred ground. In a mother's love, you are free to dream, because she sees what you can be. In a mother's love, you see the sun. Enough for two, but you are one. In a mother's love, you can feel when something hurts. You can heal. Yes, a mother's love is real. You grow because she knows to let you go. Mother's love, oh yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah,
we can find our way, babe.
me when I say, girl, you're on my mind, you're on my mind.
On my mind, on my mind, on my
baby,
mind. You're on my mind. On my mind, on my mind.
And I mean it, girl, I ain't too proud to be. When the feeling starts to burn, gotta get you out my head. Can we try to see the light of a brand new day, babe? Love will always win the fight. Come and rescue me tonight, girl. We can find our way, babe. Oh, I need your loving, girl. Baby, hear me when I say, girl. Hey, yeah.
We got one more. It just actually uploaded. You know what I'm saying? We got one more coming at you. And keeping it smooth, keeping it mellow, keeping it right here live. You know what I'm saying? Before we play that, we're going to play one more. And then right back. This is Only One Wiser.
She's my queen, I will cherish.
And then we're going to run
until
that last
perish.
Gem track
I'll
called
you
Go the
Day.
Wrap it up, somebody help you and help us with this relaxation. Y'all have a great, blessed, unstressed day. Much love to all y'all.
My thoughts are all dynasty. Baby, you're my number one queen.
Love like this could happen. Something so amazing, special and trapped in. When I first saw you, my heart collapsed in. Call it cardiac arrest and handcuffed with passion. My action had me stumbled by attraction. The pink daisy juice was real cute fashion. When I tell you about it now, we start laughing.
What, you always bring that up?
Be your reaction. See, that was 1999. Must have been designed in line, our souls entwined. God credited your heart when he made mine. We was born with the glow combined. We shine.
I'll take you around the world with me. Buy you pearls and diamond rings. Baby, you're my number one queen. We'll go on a limited shopping spree. 5 stars where we'll dine and sleep. Baby, you're my number one queen. And I want you to know. You should know that. You should know that. You should know that. Yeah, everything.
heavily. I'm Adam and my Eve. You are the woman to bear my seeds and conceive. Hungry and need food, I shall retrieve. Naked and need clothes, I can sew and weave. I shall and will achieve. Christ we will believe. Without him we grieve. Let's not be naive. You're not just my wife, though you my homie. Wanna be forever with you and be homely. Never down when I with my sweet, you console me. Don't have my number one queen, I die lonely.
And I'll never let you down. It's my vow that I'll stick around. About a thing, cause you're my number one queen. And with you, my life's complete. I'll take you around.